Serena Williams.
Serena Williams walked out for what could easily have been the last match of her career. She's won 23 Grand Slams, but is currently ranked outside the top 600. The American was up against the world number two, Annette Kontaveit, but produced some trademark shots to make her mark in the opening set. She eventually took it on a tiebreak, and the record crowd of nearly 30,000 started to believe.
Seven against six.
Things were a lot quieter, though, when her Estonian opponent hit back in the second set, comfortably taking it 6-2. But somehow, Serena found a higher level in the decider. Against a player 14 years her junior, she showed the fighting spirit that's delivered so much success since she turned pro as a 14-year-old in 1995. And after 2 hours, 27 minutes on court, she won it 6-2 to progress to round three. It's the first time in over a year that Serena has posted back-to-back wins.
There's still a little left in me. We'll see the next. We'll see. You know, honestly, it's, you know, after I lost the second set, I thought, oh my goodness, I got to give my best effort because this could be it. And so really, I just wanted to just keep trying and see what I could do and just do my best. And I was just really excited, to be honest.
Fans without tickets in New York were able to watch it on big screens outside. Happy that the Serena show will go on, for now at least.
It was an excellent match. Excellent match. I am so proud of her.
She's done it before and she can do it again. And I think she's really proving to us here that she's still got it.
You know, this is a pretty racist country. And I think what was so thrilling about tonight was all of these people cheering for her.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before the tournament, not many gave Serena a chance of winning a record-equaling 24th Grand Slam. But now the perfect Hollywood ending might just be on the cards. Next up, she faces the unseeded Australian, Ayla Tomljanovic. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.